بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Over the past few days of Ramadan, we've been offering multiple gatherings in which we give lectures and we give talks and we share the very important knowledge of our deen. And these are obviously extremely beneficial. At the same time, we haven't really had the opportunity to be able to sit together as we often do, in fact, as we mostly do, on a weekly basis and offer our gathering of dhikr that we, again, you know, used to do outside of Ramadan. There's a tremendous amount of benefit that's associated with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the dhikr that's been assigned by our deen. And it's something that we really need to make sure that we keep space for in our daily routine. We in the time and place in which we live, and the backgrounds in which we've grown up, we're very much attracted to lectures and talks. And of course, they have their place and we offer those as well. It's our nature to want to go to class or to want to attend a lecture or because we've been doing that since kindergarten. But at the same time, there does need to be space in our daily routine for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's so much benefit that arises when a group of people gather together to make dhikr of Allah, and even when an individual sits to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in particular, I've noticed, I didn't honestly have an intention to have this gathering. I wasn't really planning on it. But one of the things that I noticed is that there's just so many online gatherings that are occurring. And almost all of them, maybe everyone that I've seen, is really just focused on a talk and a lecture. There are some that are associated with listening to recitation of the Quran, which of course is a great dhikr. And there are some that are associated with dua, but there's none that sort of mimic the silent dhikr that we tend to do on a weekly basis. And given all of the difficulties that we see around us and their challenges, the challenges and trials that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends, and they're nothing to fret over. They're things to just be patient with, and in the end to still remain grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, given that there's so many things that are going right. And yes, there are a few things that are not perfect, but most of the things in our lives, alhamdulillah, are going very well. And so it's important to spend some time doing the dhikr of Allah, because it allows us to be able to express our gratitude. It allows us to be able to focus on that which matters most, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it tends to bring a lot of peace to a person to sit and do the dhikr of Allah. In fact, in the description of this program, we shared an ayah, it's actually a portion of an ayah of the Quran. Ala bi dhikrillah, alas, with the dhikr of Allah, tatma'innul qulub. Does the heart gain contentment? Does the heart gain peace, tranquility? Maybe tranquility is the right translation here. And so the Quran is reminding us that one of the ways by which the heart attains peace and tranquility is through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is something that I felt for the last 10 days. It would be nice to have a short gathering in which we could to do our mafal, to do our weekly gathering. And I'm not going to call it weekly now, I guess it'd be called daily. So technically, if you're online and you're watching the screen, it should say daily, not weekly dhikr gathering. But essentially what we're going to do in this gathering is I'll speak for a few minutes, and the focus on the talks will not be to give lecture, but rather to just share some of the insights about the various adhkar that we're going to recite in the gathering. Now remember that our gathering is essentially usually composed of a few pieces or components. The first is that I tend to share a few words. The second is that we then recite a series of litanies, and the purpose of these litanies is for each of us to recite them independently. They're not done out loud, they're done silently. A person, when they recite these, they should be reflecting on the meaning, and they should be reflecting on the associated benefits. Now, many of these litanies are actually either from the Quran or from the Hadith for the most part. And so it's important to understand them a little bit and to understand some of the benefits associated with them. And so that's my goal over the next few days, is to maybe create some depth in our dhikr by sharing some of those benefits. And then, of course, the final component of our gathering is that we do muraqabah together, which is a silent reflection in the heart on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's also some depth there, which I wanted to share. And so I don't know how much we'll be able to achieve in the next 10 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful that He grants us the opportunity to be able to gather. And then we'll complete whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes that we should complete. There's no reason to stress over this type of thing. This is actually, it's like choosing between chocolate and vanilla. They're both good. So inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and allow us to be able to benefit from this opportunity, and allow us to be able to exhibit our gratitude and our grace that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has actually allowed us to be able to sit and to remember Him. That's a really big honor. It's a really, really big honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even allows us to be able to take His name on our tongues. And it's something that we should be forever grateful for, honestly. Even to be able to take the name of Allah once. If somebody's able to take the name of Allah once in their life, subhanAllah. And that is a huge blessing. And even just once. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the door for us to be able to do it regularly and consistently. And really, we should just exhibit our ultimate gratitude to Allah. I don't know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected us, or why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected us, or what excuse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came up with to be able to bless us with these types of opportunities. But it's really something to be grateful for. And certainly we're not deserving. All grace, all gratitude, all greatness, all grace, all magnificence, all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah. So in this gathering, what happens is that I recite a litany, a type of dhikr, and everybody recites it silently after me, and I also will recite it silently after I recite it once out loud. It's just my recitation is just to organize the gathering. And one of the repeated lines that shows up throughout the gathering, throughout the dhikr, is the salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And maybe we'll talk today a little bit about some of the benefits associated with that. Salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam means to send salutations, to send peace, to send blessings upon the blessed messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is something that is actually commanded by the Quran. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Verily Allah and His angels send blessings or salutations upon the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, send blessings and salutations upon him. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. So this is something commanded in the Quran. It's one of the rare circumstances in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes that He Himself sends blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a very special and unique way. And the angels also send blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their own special and unique way. And then we are commanded to do so as well. And so one of the lines that repeatedly shows up in our gathering is the sending of salawat upon the Blessed Messenger sallallahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a few of the things to be aware of, we could literally talk for hours on this topic, and if, like I said earlier, I'm not interested in giving hour-long talk right now. But one of the things we should appreciate is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in an authenticated hadith, that whoever sends blessings upon him, Allah will send blessings upon him tenfold, upon that person. Sorry, whoever sends blessings upon me, I'm going to quote the statement, whoever sends blessings upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send blessings upon him tenfold. So one of the huge benefits associated with making salawat is that we then attract Allah's blessings upon us. Now, our ability to give blessings is limited, and the blessings that we can offer are really only with the tongue. But by making blessing upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what happens is there's this reflexive action that arises. It's the metaphysics of the universe. There's this reflexive action that arises, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sends 10 blessings upon us. And of course, those are going to be blessings that come from Allah in their own special and unique way. And so again, it's an opportunity for us to leverage Allah's blessings being sent upon us. So it's a mechanism, put it that way. It's a mechanism by which we attract Allah's blessings upon us. One salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam results in 10 being sent upon us. That's one of the blessings that arises in this world. And again, there's many that we could speak of, but that's just one example. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "The closest of people to me on the day of resurrection will be those who sent the most blessings upon me." The closest of people to me on the day of resurrection will be those who sent the most blessings upon me. So here's a secondary benefit which will arise after this world, which is that it will result in proximity to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of resurrection. That's the day that, by the way, we'll all be looking for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, in times of difficulty, Sahaba would look for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In times of difficulty, Sahaba would look for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were comforted by the fact that he was present amongst them, and they would turn their attention in his direction. We don't have that blessing in this life, but on the day of judgment, that opportunity will be made available to us. In that, on the day of resurrection, when things will be chaotic, when things will be very difficult, when it'll seem as if there's no hope, when we'll be really in an utter state of panic and disarray, we will be close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam if we happen to make salawat upon him. So again, another bounty or benefit of being able to, of having made salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are just two examples. I don't want to go into a lengthy discourse, but you'll see that throughout the gathering, I will have a slide which has Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallam, which essentially is a sending of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So again, the way this gathering will work, the goal is to just quickly go through the dhikr. I don't want to take too long, inshallah, just to create an opportunity for us to be able to sit and relax and straighten our hearts and regain our focus on Allah and His Messenger. So I will, if you happen to be online, I have these adhkar posted. If you're not online, we did send out a link to the dhikr via the email that was sent out late last night, early this morning. So you should be able to download that or view that online if that's more convenient for you. Otherwise, I will say the line, so you will be able to follow along, and you should be able to keep up. Maybe it might take a day or two to become very familiar with the lines, but there's nothing really lengthy or burdensome in this set. So inshallah, it should be very, very easy for anybody to be able to follow along.